Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim Shabbos Chazon Tashin Ayin Tes. Learning should be in Tzchus Vefur Shlimah for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. Tavet Hedach Mordechai B'Fer Simcha Binyamin Simcha Ben Adin Aminyas Barleir Chaimar Shabbosor Shachol Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Choza of Lublin. Opening pasuk of the Sefer. Ela Hadvarim Asher Dibur Moshe Kol Yisrael. These are the words which Moshe spoke to all of Chai Yisrael. Says the Choza of Lublin, a fascinating idea. What's the deeper pshat on these words? He says that all of Bnei Yisrael, Moshe is speaking to Bnei Yisrael, Adore Doros. It wasn't just Asher Dibur Moshe El Kol Yisrael at that time, Moshe Rabbeinu, right before his death. Sefer Dvarim is literally Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to every Jew in every generation, Adore Doros. That's what it means, Asher Dibur Moshe El Kol Yisrael. He wasn't just speaking to Klal Yisrael then, he's speaking to every generation. And this is actually what the Yid HaKodesh tells us. They say about the Yid HaKodesh. The Yid HaKodesh would learn Sefer Dvarim every day. And he used to say that there isn't a better Musar Sefer. And the Satmar Rebbe said that Sefer Dvarim, it's good to read. It's Baruch Hashem, we read Sefer Dvarim in the summer months. Because the summer months, people are traveling. And it's hard to schlep a lot of Musar Svarim. But if you have a Sefer Dvarim, it keeps you on your toes. It keeps you in a straight path. It keeps you in a way to be able to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's exactly what the Choza of Lublin was saying. Asher Dibur Moshe Kol Yisrael, Sefer Dvarim is their words of Sefer Dvarim or words of Moshe Rabbeinu to us of Kol Yisrael, and that's a beautiful idea from the Choza, the Yud HaKodesh and the Samar. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Imre Noam of Jikov, the Jikov Rebbe, the Imre Noam. The pasuk says in Aleph Yabez, Moshe says, Eicha Esa Levadi Tarchachem U'Masem Averivchem. How can I bear your trouble, your burden, your strife, and all by myself? Says the Imre Noam. What was Moshe Rabbeinu really saying? Because if you actually look at all the psukim before, right? Rashi goes to town and he says that each place refers to a certain sin, the Meraglim, the Misoinim, the Eagle Azov. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I could get those. But I could take responsibility for them. I'm the leader. But when it comes to the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, when it comes to the fights and to the struggles and to the challenges you have amongst each other, I can't do it by myself. I need you to improve your ways. You have to step up. You have to do it. You have to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that you care. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I could take bear responsibility when it comes to the Ben Adam L'Makom. When it comes to the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, you guys got to step up. How I propose this message for this Shabbos, for the 9 days, where we know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And tells us the Imre Pinchas, the Pinchas Karts, the Tamina of the Baal Shem Tov. And he tells us that every Jew is obligated to love every Jew. But we know sometimes it's hard. And it's really hard sometimes with certain people. Says the Imre Pinchas, "Ukisheroa adam shasona." So when you start to hate someone, tsarich lahavo biyoser, you have to love them even more. Ki Yisrael hem kisei l'shechina l'kedusha, because Klal Yisrael is representatives of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have every Jew has a chelik alukamim al mamish. So at the end of the day, we have to love every single person. And when we start to harbor negative feelings, ill feelings towards someone, we have to increase our love to the other. A beautiful idea from the Imre Noam. And the Imre Pinchas, two Imres. Imre Noam, Imre Pinchas, moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Netziv. Says the Pasuk Aleph Chavez, Atikrivu Ne'elav Kulchem. Moshe Rabbeinu is explaining to them what happened with the Meragim, and all of you approached me and said we should send men to the land and scatter it up and scatter it out. And Rashi starts with one word, Atikrivu Ne'elav Kulchem, Be'irvuvia. And it was a state of disorder. And says the Netziv, a fascinating idea. It was the last moments of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. He's talking about the big sins, the Meraglim, the Eagle Azov. He's really nitpicking over here at Be'er-Vuvia, that at the end of the day, the young were pushing the old, and the old are pushing the leaders. You came to me in a state of disorder. You're pushing each other. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu nitpicking over here? Just focus on the Meraglim itself, or the Eagle Azov itself. Why is it, and you did it in a state of disorder, Be'er-Vuvia. Says the Netziv, a beautiful idea from his father-in-law, Rav Itzula of Elazhin. And says the Netziv, from Rav Itzula of Elazhin, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, now looking back, he says that it looked, maybe it was the Shem Shemaim in the beginning. But now looking back and looking at what happened, I look at the Be'er Vuvia. I see that from the beginning it wasn't L'Shem Shemayim. I see that because you guys, the young were pushing the old and the old were pushing the leaders, that at the end of the day, even from the beginning, it wasn't L'Shem Shemayim. Says the Netziv in Hemek Dover, Al Kein Kasher Rav Yisem Meirosh Sheinenu Holech B'derech Yashuv V'Nochach Hayilam Lachem L'Havin Shesov V'L'Hach Mitzulah V'Likol Shanim. He says, at the end of the day, I saw, from the, now looking back, even from the beginning, it wasn't L'shem Shemayim. And this reminds me straight up from the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Laman Alf, the one sif over there. All our actions have to be L'shem Shemayim. Our Achila, our Shasiya, our Halicha, our Yeshiva, everything is Yudhei. All the physical actions that we have, it has to be with the Rabbono Shem on our hearts. The Rishon even says that if you look at, it's so interesting that when it comes to the physical things, it's Achila, Shasiya, Biya, Yeshiva, Halicha, it's all Yudhei. But when it comes to the spiritual things, it's Torah, Avodah, Mitzvah, those are Vavhei. Not for now, just a nice insight from the Rishoner. But says the Netziv and says the Shulchan Aruch, we have to make sure that in everything that we do, look at our actions, what are our thoughts? We have the proper L'shem Shemayim, or we're being sincere, or we're being genuine. Beautiful idea from the Netziv and the Shulchan Aruch Mulevan, idea number four. Idea number four, I think we've said in the past, but I think it bears repeating again. Pasuk says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Dalet from the Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi of Stratin, one of the Hasidic Rebbes, says the Pasuk, Re'ein Asati Biyotcha Esicho Melech Cheshbon Ha'amori. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to get up, journey across the river, and begin to pass, to possess it and provoke him into war. And says the deeper idea, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi of Stratin tells us, Re'ein Asati Biyotcha Esicho Melech Cheshbon Ha'amori. Re'ein Asati Biyotcha Esicho. The deeper pshat, Sichon is a lashon of Sicha. I put in the power in your hand of Sicha, of speaking. Melech Cheshbon Ha'amori. Make sure that you're being a Cheshbon, you're being a king, you're being on how you calculate your words, of what to say and what not to say, of when to speak and when not to speak. And that's the deeper idea of Re'ein Asati B'yodcha Esichon Melech Cheshbon Ha'amori. Re'ein Asati B'yodcha Esichon. I gave you the power to speak. Melech Cheshbon Ha'amori. But to be very articulate, to be calculated. Lamoi, when you speak. How important is this idea, and especially in the 9 days? This reminds me of a story. Someone was having a trouble with some teenagers. A teenage boy, and they came to Rav Shlomo Feifeld. And they needed some chizik from Rav Shlomo Feifeld, the founding Rosh Yeshiva, the Shar Yoshev, Talmud of Rav Hunter. And he says, Rav Hunter says, when dealing with teenagers, you have to keep one eye closed and one eye open. Meaning Rav Shlomo said, Rav Shlomo Feifeld, the deeper idea what he was saying, he says, you have to pick your battles. Choose when to speak, choose when to speak up, and choose when not to speak. A person has to be very calculated when it comes to say something and when not to say something. I think that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi of Stratin was saying. Look in your hand when to speak and when not to speak. Beautiful idea from Yehuda Tzvi of Stratin and Rav Shlomo Feifeld. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five, maybe just to talk a little bit about the Haftorah, Shabbos Chazon. Why is it called Shabbos Chazon? The simple shot, because that's what the Haftorah talks about. It starts off with the word Chazon. The Kedushas Levi tells us a very, very fascinating insight. He says that on this Shabbos, we already see a little bit the Erev of Mashiach. He explains with a mashal. A king ordered an expensive suit for his son, the prince. The prince wasn't careful and the suit became ripped and stained. So the king ordered another suit for his son. The prince wasn't careful and the suit also tore. The king ordered yet another suit for his son, but this time he didn't give it to him. From time to time, the king would take out the beautiful royal clothing just to show it to his son. And said the king to his son, when I see that I can trust you to be careful with your clothes, then I will give it to you. Hashem gave us the first Beis HaMikdash, says the Kedushas Levi, and then he gave us the second. But we weren't careful with them, and they were destroyed. Hashem therefore built a third Beis HaMikdash. It's standing in Shemayim, and from time to time, says the Kedushas Levi, especially on Shabbos Chazon, Hashem shows us the third Beis HaMikdash. He tells us, when I see that you've improved your ways, I will literally bring down the Beis HaMikdash from Shemayim. And the Oyv Yisrael tells us that this is actually the greatest Shabbos of the year. We know at the end of the day, says that the Oyv Yisrael, specifically, it's the greatest Shabbos of the year, and specifically, Ubefrat Shechal Yom Tesh B'Av B'Shabbos. Especially when Tisha B'Av falls down on Shabbos, this is a very, very special Shabbos. Because we know that Tisha B'Av has the Koyach of Mashiach, and we know that the base Tisha B'Av, we don't even say in Tachanun on Tisha B'Av, because you know, has the Koyach of Mashiach. So therefore, this Shabbos has the Koyach Shabbos Chazon. Says the Kedushas Levi, it's not only do we get to see the glory of the third Beis HaMikdash, but it's actually, says the Oyv Yisrael, it's actually the holiest Shabbos, because it has the Koyach of Mashiach in it. Let's just review these five ideas. The first idea, we said that Eil Adam HaShadibra Moshe, Kol Yisrael, the Chos of Lublin, Moshe wasn't just speaking to the generation then, he was speaking to Kol Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael for all generations. And that's what the Yidda Kaddish said, that every day a person has to learn Sefer Dvarim, it's the best Musar Sefer. And the Satmar Rebbe said, it's good we learn Sefer Dvarim in the summer. Sometimes when you're traveling, it's hard to bring Musar Sefer, but you have a Sefer Dvarim, you're good to go. The second idea, the Imre Noam, says the Jigaber, Echa Esa Levadi Tarche Masam Arivchem. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can take care of the other Ben Adon Alakum, they go Zav. I could defend you for by the Meraglim, but when it comes to your arguments and your strife amongst each other, I can't do that. I need you to improve your ways. And that's what the Imre Pinchas or Pinchas Karchet tells us, Shar Zayin Ozaim Ayin Beis, that when we have to love every single person, but when we see that we're starting to harbor hatred and negative feelings, we have to leave Sarich La'avo B'yoyser, to love them even more. The third idea from the Netziv, tells us, V'atikrivu Ne'elai Kulchem and Av Chof Beis, Moshe describing by the Meraglim, and they all verge, they came, it converged upon Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi says, Baravuvia, it says in the Netziv, why is Moshe Rabbeinu nitpicking? And how they came to him? That the younger pushing the old, and the older pushing the leaders, like, focus on the big things. It says in the Netziv, from his father, Avitzo of Elazhiner, says that at the end of the day, Moshe saw that even from the beginning, it wasn't L'shem Shemayim. It wasn't done in the proper way. It was done in an immoral way, with the young pushing the old, and the old pushing the Klai Yisrael's leaders. It was done not L'shem Shemayim. How important is it for us to be able to make sure everything we do is with sincerity, and in a genuine way? It says that that's what the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Simonet Reish Laman Aleph, make sure that all our actions are done with the Rabbon Hashem on our minds. The fourth idea, from Yehuda Tzvi of Shatin, Rei Nesati Be'edcha Asicha Melech Heshbon Amori, Rabbon Hashem is telling us that I give you the power of speech, be a Melech Heshbon Amori. Make sure that you're a king over your words, of when to speak and when not to speak. And that's what Shlomo Freifel told that struggling parent who's dealing with that struggling teenager. When you're dealing with teenagers, you have to keep one eye open and one eye closed. Meaning, pick your battles, choose your battles. And finally, fifth and final idea, the koch of the Shabbos Chazon, because there's Levi Mushal, that at the end of the day, by the king, by the prince, every single time the prince tore up the clothes, he messed up the clothes twice. And from time to time, the king doesn't give it to the prince, but he shows it to him. And that's what the Shabbos Chazon. He shows us the Beis HaMikdash a little bit, the Shabbos, the Rabbon Hashem. And that's what the Oy of Yisrael tells us, that this Shabbos is Shabbos Chazon. Yoyser Godel B'mayla Miklal Shabbos Hashana. The greatest Shabbos of the entire is the Koyach of Mashiach within it. And specifically, when Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos, it's even a higher, a more of a holy day. We should be Zoche B'Ezras Hashem to take these messages, the power of Sefer Devarim, the power and the importance of Ben Adam L'Chaveru, being able to love and care for every single person. And when we start to have negative feelings, to push ourselves a little deeper, to be able to make sure that all our actions and all our thoughts are always L'Shem Shemayim, make sure to choose our words, to choose our actions appropriately, and to understand the power of Shabbos Chazon B'Ezras Hashem. Shkoyach.